We're starting Hilchos Tfilah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Tfilos HaShachar Mitzvasa Sheyaschi Menei Tzachama Ki Dichsiv Yeruchim Shemesh V'mispalo Misha'ol Amud HaShachar Ve'epnei Mizrach Yotza. The best time to daven Shacharis Shemona Esrei is right at sunrise, based on the Pasuk, you shall be seen with the sun. At the time of sunrise is when you daven, that's called Vasikin. When is sunrise? When the ball of the sun begins to come up over the horizon, that is sunrise. Now, if you davened earlier, starting from Malos, then b'dieved, your davening counts. Now, we're going to see later, b'shas hadchak, if someone's in a tight spot, they have to go somewhere, they can't daven later, then you're allowed to daven l'chadchila, starting from Alos HaShachar. Well, when is Alos HaShachar? So it's approximately, we assume, 72 minutes before sunrise. It fluctuates a little during the year. It could be a little more than 72, but you can assume around, that's what the guideline says, the Sfarim say, approximately 72 minutes. Now, if you are davening Shacharis that early, so the Mishnah reminds us that you can't say the bracha on tefillin, nor can you be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema from Alos. That you have to wait until the time called Misha Yakir, when you can recognize a friend at a distance of four amos. When is Misha Yakir? There are different opinions. The Zmanim charts have approximately 45 to 50 minutes. So if you have to leave and daven very early, so you can start earlier, but you want to make sure not to say Shema until that time that I mentioned before, 45, 50 minutes, and you would put on your talis and tefillin, but you wouldn't say the bracha until the time of Misha Yakir. Oh. Now the Shulchan Aruch also says, Heyer Pneas Mizrach, which is that the east side of the sky is lit up. So that's a little bit after Alos HaShachar. And it's very interesting, the poskim don't really quote that. The Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion about this. And he says that maybe b'dieved you have to daven again. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes that if the case was a shas hadchak, then you'd be able to daven even from the regular Alos HaShachar before the zman of the Heir Pnei Mizrach. It's a little unclear how long that time is. And most of the time when somebody davens so early, it's because it's a shas hadchak. So the custom is that if it's a big Shas Adchak, we go by the charts of 72 minutes. Most of the charts don't even mention Heir Pnei Mizrach at all. Now, there's an interesting shita of the Pri Chodosh. He holds that the daven before Alos, before Nates, or after Nates, is the same level of L'chadchila. You're just not getting the ultimate L'chadchila of davening Kevasikin. Most of the poskim don't accept the pre-chadash, but his shita exists. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein limchos b'yad hanoegin lohakel. That means if somebody davens after Alos, and really after Heir Pnei Mizrach, it's a few minutes after that, according to the pre-chadash, that would be mutter l'chadchila, assuming, of course, you work out saying Shema, and bracha on talis and tefillin at the right time, like we said before. Oh, I know of Baruch Simon Shlita is a fan, as he says, of this comment of the Pri Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'nimshach zmana ad sof tal chosu shlish hayom, that the sof zman tefillah is the end of the fourth hour, which is one third of the day. This is called shos manios, where you divide the day into 12 parts. So 4 hours means one third of the day, and you're supposed to finish Shmona Esrei, as the Mishnah Berurah says, by Sof Zman Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'im to o avar v'spalo achar dal chos, then ad chatzos, then even though it's not the Schar Tefillah b'zmana, it's still the Schar Tefillah, meaning it's okay b'diyevet. You get the schar of tefillah. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's on purpose, even if it's b'mezid, and that's the halacha, that you can daven after Dal Chalice, even if you wait at Dendamazit. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes as follows. Some say that the idea of davening after the fourth hour is tashlumin. Just like you can make up shachris at mincha, and you can make up mincha at ma'ariv, we'll get to Bezos Hashem. So you can make up davening shachris at the wrong time by davening 2 hours later. Now, if it's tashlumin, tashlumin is only if it's by mistake, not if it's on purpose. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says that when you're davening, if you purposely daven late, let's say after 10 o'clock, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov she'yispalu b'toras nedava. You should say, before you daven, that if I'm chayav to daven, I'm davening Shmona Esrei. But if not, then it's a nedava. I'm just davening an extra Shmona Esrei. A person's allowed to daven an extra Shmona Esrei. Now, that's because of the view that davening after the fourth hour is tashlumin. Now, bottom line, we don't accept that view, because on Shabbos you can't daven a tefillas nedava, and we hold that even if you get up late, you're still allowed to daven after the fourth hour on Shabbos too. So we do this as a chumrah. Really, we assume that davening after the fourth hour is the b'di'evad zman tefila, but because of the shita, that it's aspect of tashlumin, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says to make this tonight. And then the Ramah says, V'achar chatzos atzolis pal shachris. You can't daven shachris after chatzos. That's the end. Oh, now there's a discussion. What about the half hour after chatzos? Because we daven mincha starting at 12:30. So maybe from 12 to 12:30, one could still daven shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah says that most of the Achronim say no, because really this Zman Mincha starts at 12 o'clock. But because you might make a mistake and daven too early, Chazal said to wait half an hour until 12:30. And therefore, l'chadchila, you shouldn't daven Shachris after 12. If it's after 12, so then, okay, it's too late, and you'll make a tashlumin at Mincha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved, if you did daven Shachris at 12:15, you know, after chatzos, yatsa vein tzarech lispal shenis. Wow. That b'di'eved, if you daven then, since some say you're yotze, we assume you're yotze and you don't daven again. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes Sif Aleph by writing, Ayem b'chidushi Rabbi Kiveger, mashakosa v'shem hatzchach b'inyan zeh. So the tzchach quotes a fascinating etza, idea, to do. Let's say it's after chatzos, but it's before 12:30. So the Tzrach says to do as follows. Daven Shmona Esrei now, and make a Tanai in your head. The Tanai is that if it's now the Zman of Shachris, this counts as Shachris. But if it's not the Zman of Shachris, meaning it's the Zman of Mincha, then I want this to count as Mincha. I mean, it has to be the Zman of one of them. Then, after 12:30, let's say at 12:45, daven Shmona Esrei again. And in your mind, you make the following condition. If what I davened earlier was Shachris, then what I'm davening now is Mincha. And if what I davened earlier was Mincha, then what I'm davening now is Tashlumin for Mincha. It's a Tashlumin for Shachris that follows Mincha. And this way, Hashem knows up in Shemaim, which is the right Zman, and this way you for sure either get the Zman of Shachris in or the Zman of Mincha in, and you also get in your Tashlumin. The one piece that's b'di'evit is that normally when you daven Tashlumin, it should be right after the regular Shmona Esrei that you're chayiv in, and here there's a short delay, but that's not ma'akev. So this is an Eitzah. Apparently the Mishnah Berurah, apparently he likes the Eitzah, because he tells you to look at Rabbi Kiveger, who quotes the Tzrach. Okay, we'll stop here.